This episode is a two-part episode. If you enjoyed part one, please come back next week, Wednesday morning, for part two.
PA is just, people say that, oh, I gotta get out of this state. You gotta get out of your, you have to get out of your mind.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners, homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063. In this episode, we have Brian DiMattei, MMA instructor, personal trainer, and host of the Food Fight Podcast. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, pleasure being brother, here. Thank
it
you.
It was a nice trip.
Yeah, did you have a good trip?
I had a good trip. We went to, I told you before, went to the Cheesecake Factory. Thinking that it was on the way, it was a little bit out of the way.
Yeah.
However, it was fucking worth it.
Was it?
That was worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought you cheesecake.
Thank you.
I couldn't bring you cheesecake.
That was pretty awesome. That's actually kind of badass because no one's ever brought me a cheesecake.
We're sitting there. I'm sitting there at the table. I'm like, I got to bring Austin cheesecake.
And you got my favorite kind. I'm a plain Jane. I just like traditional cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Strawberries on top, I'll take.
Yep.
But you brought the strawberries too.
On the side, just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was figured if you like cheesecake, you would like a plain cheesecake. Out of the other 33 selections there.
Right.
I got myself like a Reese's peanut butter thing.
Yeah.
Bridget got plain Jane. Plain cheesecake. It's her favorite dessert. So she got plain. I like to go plain when I go to new, like I do food reviews. I do food, my food podcast.
Yeah.
When I go to a new pizza place or a new burger joint, something like that, plain burger, lettuce, tomato, pickles.
Okay.
Pizza, plain pizza.
Yeah.
You got to try the base.
Okay. I see what you're saying. That sets the standard, right?
Yeah. You can't say you hated their crazy all-American cheeseburger with every topping on it.
Right.
Oh, it didn't taste good. Well, there's a million toppings on there.
Yes.
You gotta try the plain.
You gotta start somewhere.
How's the actual burger?
Their signature.
What's the pizza place around here?
All around here. Oh gosh, put me on
what's
the spot.
What's your spot? Yeah, what's your?
You know what?
Give me one place.
Oh, one place, Brian. Man, you gotta do that to
food
me.
Fight.
Food fight. Food okay. Fight. Well, I'll give you one, but there's two, so I gotta mention the second one.
There's always exceptions. You know why?
Yeah.
Because you can say it if you want to.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, I'm the host of the podcast, right? I can say whatever I want. You know what? There might even be three now that I think about it. All right. So if I want a Sicilian slice, which I like, you know, thick, meaty crust, you know, I go to Cece's. Okay. Quentin, I go to Cece's. It's okay. Good. Sauce is good. I don't know what it is, but it tastes like.
Now, is that Cece's, the chain Cece's?
No.
There's a chain pizza.
Yeah, this isn't.
Understood. I got you.
So Cece's pizza.
Cece's pizza for Sicilian.
That's for Sicilian.
All right.
Now, if I'm going,
New York style.
Ooh, New York style.
We might get that three places, can't we?
No, I got two. There's two that come to my mind. There's Angelo's, and Angelo's pizza is really good. Lindsay and Bobby, they run that. The food there is great. That's off of Fifth Ave. For locals, they know it. And it's like any kind of, you can get any pizza there. It's good. Like hands down, it's good. It's good. But I would say probably the one that has the richest history here in Lebanon is A&M Pizza.
A&M Pizza?
A&M Pizza. Yeah. Multiple locations. They started down, you know, Center City, downtown here, across from the football stadium for the listeners that might know Lebanon High. And they're just their family. They're like legit. Yeah, so that's like the top three that come to my mind.
All right, cool, man.
And I'm sure other people would disagree.
Yeah. How old is this town? Is this city?
Oh, God, bro.
It's got to be one of the oldest in the PA.
Hold on. Now I got to look
at this. Please. We're driving by it, and I'm always jealous. And she's in the passenger seat looking around, and I'm looking around, but yet I try to drive, and the one way is everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's like I love
the history.
I love the history of PA. I did a quick 30-second part in my one podcast about PA products.
Okay, yeah.
And most of them were local that were right over the bridge in Wilkes-Barre. Planters Peanuts was invented in Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Really?
Across the bridge.
I did not know
that. A mile over the bridge from where I live is that where Planters Peanuts.
Planters Peanuts.
I'm going to have a person, Peanuts, worldwide, Planters Peanuts. I'm going to have somebody on my show soon from the Historical Society to tell that story.
Okay.
So, but just I did a quick reel on the history on PA products, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people love it. The reel's blowing up, so I'm going to do a full hour, 2 hour episode. I'm going to fill up my whole table
in
my studio with just PA products.
Just PA products.
And let's talk about them. There's so many of them. Mrs. T's pierogies,
Warren's
potato rolls, Yingling lager, Stegmeier beer, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
There's so many of them. It's unbelievable. And we're part of history. You grew up in PA, right?
Yeah,
this is your hometown.
Oh, yeah. Born and raised.
So you know what I'm talking about. And you probably know some products more than I know.
I do. I'll have to send you some for when you do the review.
It'd be really great.
Real quick, there's two that come to mind.
Please.
But let me answer your question. So Lebanon, PA, founded in 1740, because obviously,
holy shit.
I didn't know that off the top of my head. I had to look that up. Yeah, that's why we have technology. But
1740.
Yeah. So that's when Lebanon PA was founded. But the two products that I would send to you that come to my mind right away, Shuey's Pretzels.
Someone made a comment about how there's like PA's the pretzel capital of the world.
100%. 100%. Shuey's Pretzels, made in a brick oven, family owned, made in a brick house, same house it's always been in. Made by hand, real good. It's healthy for you.
When that time comes,
You
reach out to me. I'll give you a shout out. I'll reach out to other people around the state that I know.
Let me know, because I will send you some, or I'll bring it up myself. We'll make it work.
What was product two?
Product two. Product two is sweet. If you like something sweet, you got sweet tooth.
I'm bringing cheesecakes to you.
That's true. You do.
I love the sweets.
I know you do. So this is it's opera fudge. I don't know if you ever had
opera fudge.
Yeah, this isn't your like saltwater taffy kind of thing. This is opera fudge. So it's a It's Van Winkle's Opera Fudge. Let's get the name out there. Van Winkle's Opera Fudge. Van Winkle's
Opera?
Opera Fudge. Yeah, like,
is it
opera.
Fudge?
I can't say. Yeah, it's fudge.
Oh, it's fudge. Okay.
Well, let me, hold on. No, I shouldn't. That's a disservice. It's a chocolate coating with a vanilla cream filling.
Shut up.
Yeah. So it's not your traditional fudge in little squares. Yeah. It's like a little ball.
Can I get one of those here? Around here?
Yeah, they're here.
The supermarkets?
Like the market has it. The gas station right down the road.
It's just local to the area.
It's local to the area.
I love that.
Same thing with Shuey's Pretzels.
Okay.
Like, people are like, so my grandfather who started Color Tech, he would go around and back in the 80s, he would take Shuey's Pretzels, 5-pound bag of pretzels. Like we used to do work, and we still do up at Penn State with the college, you know. He would take them up there and give these pretzels to Joe Paterno. Joe Paul would eat these Shuey's Pretzels.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. I asked my grandfather, he's 86 years old, and he's sharp, very sharp. But what I'm getting at is Van Winkle's Opera Fudge, Shuey's Pretzels, it's like a staple here in Lebanon County. You can get them like towards Lancaster, but they're not like in Wise or Giant.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Like I said that, I mentioned that like Middlesbrough potato chips are nationwide. People are all over it. They're not nationwide. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I hear what you're saying. But before I said that, I also said the local. It doesn't matter. I'm like, you forgot this. You forgot that. I'm like, it was a 37-second clip. I forgot a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? It caused engagement, and the reel kept on taking off. Quick Joe Pa story.
Okay, go.
Yeah. I told you I'm a Penn State grad.
Yes,
that's right. I love watching Penn State football lose. I love watching them lose.
Wait, what?
I grew up where I grew up in Old Forge. I grew up in George Street and Mary Street, and at the corner of that was a bar called GI's Bar.
Okay.
And it was a Pitt Panther bar.
All right.
The people that owned it, yeah. I think they went to Pitt back in the day, and they were a Pitt Panther bar. So I grew up literally in that bar back in the 80s and 90s, different times.
Yeah.
Playing around, breaking balls, hitting the old guys with the cue sticks, running out. You know what I mean? They're chasing you out of there, the drunks.
Yeah.
But we were groomed. No matter what, kids, you don't like Penn State football. No matter what, you don't like Penn State football.
Drilled in your head.
It drilled in my head. Yeah. But I did not become a Steelers fan. I'm an Eagles fan. Go Birds.
Yes, sir. Go Birds. Let's go.
I did not become a Steelers fan because my father had me as an Eagles fan. I was already set out, already dead set.
He got you, but yeah. On the right path.
I can't watch. I went to Penn State. I'm a graduate from Penn State.
Yeah.
Class of 09. But I used to go to the stadium. And I used to dress in the other team's colors.
What?
I almost got my ass beat a few times. Wild, man. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It was good times. Yeah. But going back to a Joe Pa story real fast, my uncle was an excellent running back. My uncle Louie was an excellent running back in school back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. 60s or 70s, whatever it was, right? My brother was at the school. He missed walk-ons. My grandfather called Joe Pa and got my uncle to come onto the team as a walk-on. He got him a tryout.
Yeah.
My uncle was a running back. Joe Pa made him into a tight end. My uncle quit.
That's great. He quit. He's like, that's it. I'm out of here. Wow. It's amazing. Like, the rich history just in PA alone, you know, between food and music and sports.
History of the country.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's for sure, too.
Shit. Oh, you know what I mean?
It all started.
This is not the state. This is not the state. How important was PA this year? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, huge. Yeah, huge, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And 100%.
Yeah, so PA is just... People say that, oh, I got to get out of this state. You got to get out of your you have to get out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because if you think unless you have a legitimate reason that something's horrible here, which happens. But if it's just like, oh, this place sucks. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
The food in our area, in any PA up there, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre area alone, anywhere, the rich history of food, the food scene alone, the art scene alone, everything that goes. You got to find something that happens to you. You should be able to sit home and relax at night and be happy with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That takes time, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Not everybody's like that. I'm not saying that everybody's life is peachy keen and all that stuff, man, but you got to make an effort to, if you're not happy in your life or where you're at, and if moving is not an option, don't get me wrong, a new area, new surroundings could be good. Right. But you're still bringing yourself with you. It's not like you're leaving yourself home and bringing a new version of you.
You know what I mean? It's all in your head. It's how you think, and it's your perspective, you know? And what I love just real quick, and talking about rich history of PA, and then we'll get into your story. Yeah. But like, you know, people from outside the state, it's always like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. And then I hear it's like, oh, it's like Alabama or like the country folk in the middle, you know. But it's like the outside of those cities, there's so many counties, so many other smaller cities that like are doing – there's awesome people doing awesome things.
Yeah. Around my area, we got Jim Thorpe. Right in between – that's halfway between us.
That's right, yeah.
We got Bloomsburg is halfway between us. Bloomsburg, Stroudsburg, all these places. It's in the Poconos. It's amazing.
Right.
It's absolutely amazing. And you just got to find things to do.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go is going to be the same things.
Yeah.
What do you think is so, what's so different? There's so many, I grew up in Old Forge, PA, so I'm just starting to go back to Scranton and do some pizza reviews. I grew up going to Scranton and Dixon City, but now I live in Kingston, PA, which is like, people think it's like Scranton and Wilkes-Barre are a world apart. It's like 15 miles.
Yeah, yeah, right? They're fairly close.
I'm like, oh, we have a second gym in Dunmore. Oh, Dunmore, I live in Wilkes-Barre. I'm like, it's 20 minutes away. But anyways, the food, the pizza and the food down my way from me moving down the next couple of years, I'm hitting those places. They're all new. You gotta come to Scranton. I'm like, I know I have to come to Scranton, but it's like, I'm drowning in new spots.
Just in your backyard, right?
So, but I'm expanding more. But my new partner, Mike, we're able to do more things together. And we can travel more for the business and get more pizza reviews in.
Let's take a quick sip break. And I also want to shout out Bridget, your girlfriend, who is here, well, outside the studio. But shout out to her for coming along on the trip and everything.
She's great.
This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer.
new yeah. relationship, and it's one of those where you just fucking know it's right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's awesome.
There's nothing else to say about it.
There you go.
We'll talk about things, having things in common, and then having like the main things in common, and then being so far apart on other bullshit things.
Yeah.
Like I despise blue cheese. She could eat it out of the container, which is fucking disgusting.
No. So you're a ranch guy, real quick.
I'll eat ranch. Yeah.
With wings.
I like wings. I don't need a sauce.
Pure,
Give me celery. I'm not a big wing guy, but I have to get better at them because I'm going to be judging the Wing Fest in my area coming up.
Whoa, yeah.
The Sawyersville Wing Festival. Shout out to Sawyersville. Maybe. I have to fill out a survey first.
Okay. But
I think I'll be the most unbiased judge because I'm not a big wing guy.
Right, that's
all
true.
All the more reason why
you should be on the panel.
They'll give me the spicy ones, though. I'm a pussy.
You don't like the hot, the hot stuff?
Nope.
Yeah, that's wild.
I won't eat wings in public either. Boneless wings I'll eat. Boneless bites.
Really?
I won't eat them.
Why? You don't want to get dirty?
It's
or
too messy.
Too messy, no, yeah. Not dirty,
about,
but
I don't care about getting dirty. My nose is running. My hands are dirty.
Especially the real hot ones.
My lips, my beard.
Beards. Guys. Yeah. It gets messy. You know? Yeah, you get ranch in there.
I combed my beard in my car before I came in here. I combed it upstairs.
In the restroom.
You got to keep it neat.
You got to.
If you're a beard guy out there and you're messy with it, the girls don't like it, bro.
Oh, no, you got to clean it up.
You got to clean it up.
And everybody knows a guy. Like, a guy came to my mind right now, one of my buddies, and it's like, dude, every time I see him, I'm trying to, like, drop hints. Like, comb it, trim it, do something. Like, I understand you're growing it out, but, like, it looks a little skeevy. You got to clean it up.
You just
got to
be like, bro, what's going on with that beard? I know you're growing it out.
Just call him
out. You can't just grow it out.
Yeah.
You got to grow it and trim it and grow it and trim it. I get fresh up every 2 weeks.
Do you? Okay.
Haircut.
Yeah.
Haircut and my beard trim.
See, I don't have the nice hair like you do.
Well, Austin, we're gonna get into it.
Yeah.
I didn't take care of myself for a long time.
Let's take care of myself.
Now let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Okay.
I'll intro talk to you to death.
That's true. Yeah. We're having a great conversation. No, I'm with you. So yeah, I mean, Brian, I wanna start out. Let's get your, you know, early childhood, you know, what mom and dad do,
sure,
you know, siblings, absolutely. all that good stuff. Yeah.
So growing up in Old Forge, small town, back in the '80s, I was born in 1981. So you know, my earliest memories, you know, sports and family vacations were great. My father was always in my life with, we had a lot in common when it came to science fiction. And he used to take me to the mall or Kmart to buy Maxbox. Remember Maxbox Hot Wheels?
Yeah, always.
Maxbox cars. And then we also got into these back in the day. You can find them on YouTube. You can find them on eBay. They're called Starcoms. Starcom figures. They're little space figures with the magnets on the bottom of their feet.
I never heard of them. So Star Trek, Star Wars.
You should Google it.
And what is this called? Starcom?
Starcom. So okay. Starcom. They're little space action figures, right?
Yeah.
And they had magnets on their feet. Do you see how cool they are? And the magnets would be on like the spaceships and everything like that, man. Cool, really, really cool stuff back in the day. And Matchbox cars, he built me like a Matchbox. I see. Is it on there?
Yeah. Like those guys?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah? Wow.
Hold on. Let me move close.
Hold on. eBay's going to pop up now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Look at those.
Wow.
How much are they going for? I can't see. I'm blind.
$65. Almost $65. Yeah.
What's the KB price tag on there?
Oh, what?
$3?
10, maybe 11. I don't even know. Wow. Four. That could be four.
Four?
It's hard to tell.
Remember KB went on a...
KB,
but that
KB.
Was, no, what year was that?
That might be before me.
That's way before KB because...
This was
late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, no, anyway. $299. Yeah, right there it is.
$299.
Yeah, somebody wrote over top of it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Anyway.
Anyway, look how cool those
are. Wow. That's pretty cool.
And the spaceships and everything, too. So my father, Star Trek. I don't know if you're a Trekkie or not.
I can do that.
I know you're Star Wars.
Yeah, I love Star Wars.
I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I'm a Trekkie.
Okay.
But I'm Captain Kirk Trekkie. I go watch the new stuff. Like, I go watch Captain Picard, everything like that. But I'm like, I grew up watching the old original Trekkie on Channel 44, no commercials.
Okay.
And my father would tape them on the VCR. Mm. So we used to watch those at night and then in the sports. And then my mother was always involved with PTA. And my mother was great. She was always a waitress. She was a waitress growing up. And then my father had different jobs. I'm from my son growing up. Then he was a mailman for a while. And then I played baseball. I played football. So I started getting a little bit older now. Run around. I was lazy in school.
Okay.
I was also a kid still, 12, 13. I was lazy in school. Anyways, loved playing sport. Loved playing football. Loved playing baseball. I wasn't the best at baseball. I was a really good power lifter, though, at 12, 13. Put me in the weight room.
Yeah.
I think I was deadlifting 500 pounds before I was 16 years
old.
But 16 is about when everything stopped. My father, unfortunately, he got sick. He got depression. So he was physically okay, but mentally he was taking a little hit in his life around 12, 13. I remember he went to the hospital for the first time, and I remember blaming myself because I was growing up and he wanted to be young again. That was his big thing. So I'm not going to get too far into it, but my father was my father and in my life until I was 12 or 13 years old, and then that kind of stopped. My mother was always there, but then she picked up the burden. It's not that my father was a bad guy. He was just found a bad illness, but he also, he needed to, in my opinion, he needed to fight a little bit more to overcome it. He's still with me today. We don't really, you know, honestly, I haven't talked to him in a little while. It's just my own personal stuff with him. And this guy, I don't know why I'm talking about it right now, but I am. And, you know, maybe sooner or later we could bury the hatchet, but there's things that I feel about certain ways, and I know he does too. And I'm just making the decision to not, you know, go about it right now. And
well, it's great that he's still around, because, you know, a lot of times you hear stories of like, you know, sons or daughters have falling out with their parents, you know, and then the parent gets an illness or sickness or whatever happens, and then they're not around anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't get to rekindle that relationship because, like you said, you never know down the road. Bury the hatchet and you might be able to, you know, have some kind of relationship or at least talk, you know what I mean? And
that makes me think about it, what you just said, like a lot of my friends don't have their fathers.
Yeah.
And I do, but I don't have a relationship with my father. But, you know, my mother, she's always been the rock, and she took care of us. And I started getting in trouble in school. I remember I got suspended a lot. I don't want to be there anymore.
What kind of trouble? Like,
just causing stupid trouble.
Okay, like mischievous kind of.
Calling a teacher a bitch once. That was my first suspension. Okay. She was being a bitch. She was picking on me, in my opinion, you know? I was sitting next to behind my friend Kelly, and she'd always be like, Brian, move back one seat. Brian, move back two seats. What was I talking before class? Yeah. I wouldn't talk during class because what did I get with that? You know what I mean? She'd throw me out and tell me to shut up 100 times. I was just tired of it. I was like, yeah, you bitch. She's like, what'd you say? I'm like, well, I called you a bitch. And that was it. I got suspended.
Yeah.
And then I remember I came back to school, and the principal told me, you need to apologize. I'm like, okay, no, I'll apologize. I go upstairs. I'm like, Miss, you know, I apologize. I'm sorry. She goes, shook her head like that. I go, you know what? You know what?
Did you double down?
I go, you are a bitch. Yeah. So I got suspended again. And then that kind of began my downfall. And that was right after football season. So freshman football, captain of the football team. I'm playing every down. We're playing good. You know what I mean? Play football in my third year. I never came off the field as a freshman. I played every down. Wow. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I was really good in the powerlifting. I was in class with all my friends that I grew up with from kindergarten. And then I started getting in trouble. I got suspended for the first couple of times. And then somebody asked me, hey, Brian, you want to get stoned after school? We're at lunch. You want to go smoke a joint at lunch? We used to go out for lunch. So I was like, I always wanted to try it. Why not? Football season's over. Might as well try it. That's incorrect. I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Yeah, so that was freshman. But then I started getting suspended as a freshman.
Okay.
I failed my freshman year because I missed. You missed. I missed a lot of school, and I fucked up my grades. I told you I didn't care. So I didn't pass almost any class. And so I had to repeat my freshman year. So now I just lost my senior year eligibility for football. I tried with the PIAA. They're like, no. And I'm like, hey, I have family problems. I got this going on. They're like, no. I'm like, well, great. Thanks a lot. I'm fucking whatever. Only play 4 years of football, and then freshman year is your first year. Now I had to repeat my freshman year of school. So I didn't want to play football. I didn't go out for the first week, but then all my friends came, we need you, got to come out, blah, blah, blah. So I went, and I played. But now I'm in school, ninth grade again, with all my friends being in 10th grade. It's not like we're in a different school. We're all in the same school. 04s was 7th through 12th. Now I'm in class. Now I know the kids I'm in class with, and one of them is my brother-in-law now. You know what I mean? But they weren't the people I grew up with my whole life. So now I'm different people. And I played football. I played good. I had a good year. Played football that year on varsity. We had a whole new coaching staff that year, so it was chaos. Good season. It was fun. And then as soon as it was over, my friend Steve asked me if I wanted to go smoke a joint after lunch. So I went and I smoked a joint. That was it.
That was it.
It was like somebody finding somebody eating a piece of cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory for the first time. Oh, and you bite into it and you're like,
you're hooked.
And if it's your favorite type of thing, like say you're a Reese's peanut butter guy, which I got one in my bag in the car.
Yeah.
Like if you bite into that, like you know what's gonna be fucking great.
Yeah.
So yeah. when I smoked the joint, I was like, whoo, this is great. I've drank before that, smoked cigarettes before that. We used to go, me and my friends, 12, 13, riding the quads around back in the street, stealing bottles of vodka off our parents, drinking too much. Badass. Drinking too much. Badass. Like having like one or two shots and thinking that you're, oh, I feel nothing. Then you drink more. Yeah. The next thing you're on the ground.
Yeah, you're stumbling.
I can picture my friend Rocco sitting on the log with his hand on his head, his forehead on his head.
Yeah.
Just drunk as
just
shit.
Out, yeah.
And earlier in the night, we threw a bottle. I remember the exact night we threw a bottle of WD-40 into the fire.
For fucking boom. Reason. Yeah. I don't know why we did that. Those
but
are crazy.
Like hours into the night when we're all drunk and we all sick and it was just like the worst thing in the world. That fucking blew up in the fire.
Yeah.
And nobody got hurt.
That's crazy. So, stupid. So lucky, you know? Yeah.
So we used to drink all that kind of stuff, but nothing set off that. Because one, we're 12 and 13. It's not like we're getting booze every day.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's not like, it's probably easier as a 13-year-old now.
Yeah.
To get booze. You're
probably right.
Think about the access they had to everything. We had everything. Nothing. I'm sorry, how old are you?
I'll be 34 in October.
Okay, so we're about 10 years apart.
Yeah, yeah.
10 years
apart.
Yeah, we're pretty close. Close, but... There was still I still experienced part of of my childhood differently than you did. Like, so you grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
And you probably started realizing what was going on in the world about 95, 96 in a way.
Yeah,
right?
Something
going
on. Right, yeah.
And then internet was just coming alive around that.
Yeah.
I didn't get it until 98 for the first time.
Okay.
So I went off on a little tangent. Oh, yeah. So, no, I'm on schedule, actually. So I smoked pot at lunch. That was it. Did it again the next day. I mean, we got to go out for lunch every day, 12 to 1 o'clock.
So that was your thing, lunchtime.
Lunchtime, we go eat.
Eat.
And we go smoke.
And light up, yeah.
And then, so I did that for the rest of the year. I passed my grades. I actually tried a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Passed my grades and went through the summer. And then I was smoking pot all summer, drinking, hanging out, staying out late.
Yeah.
Football season comes up. I'm dogging it.
First practice,
throwing up in the woods.
Oh, that's
the worst. They brought new coaches in. They got rid of the one coach from the year before that was in charge of me. That was one of the lineman coaches. They brought somebody else back in from the town. I was like, I don't want to play for this fucking guy. He's like, I don't want to play for them. I didn't want to play at all.
Yeah.
But that added to the stress of doing it. All I wanted to do was go hang out with my new friends and smoke pot. That was the bottom line.
Yeah.
There was no other reason. I was saying to myself, it was the coach. It was this. It was that. No, I wanted to do that. I was working every summer. I worked at my cousin's sporting goods store, Dave's Federal Sporting Goods. I remember I told him I was going to quit, and come on, let's go for a ride. He took me around all the local high school football practices. He's like, see them, time of their life. You're going to regret it. He goes, listen, I can use you at the store. You can work at the store all you want, but you're going to regret this. And I didn't want to hear it. Didn't want to hear any of it.
Young and dumb. We're all there at one time.
Friends came and got me. I remember the time I knew it was over. I made a decision. It was the morning of a summer practice. I turned into like a little bit punk by then. I had earrings. My ears were pierced. Right?
And yeah.
Remember, I was putting my earrings in my ears upstairs bathroom. My friends came in the house. I see them walking through the yard. Come right in, right up the stairs. The fuck's going? What the fuck are you doing? You're not coming. You're not gonna play. Blah blah blah. Those kids grew up my whole life too. And I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I made the shift, and then I made another shift in my life years down the road. So I made the shift into I don't want to play sports anymore. All I'm gonna do is smoke pot with my friends and travel. I mean, I'm getting my license soon.
Okay.
Freedom's coming, baby. I do whatever I want. Now I can drive around and smoke pot.
Right.
So that was it. You know, spent the next couple of years smoking. Going to school, hanging out, causing trouble, hanging out with girls, you know what I mean? And then getting into bigger drugs. You know, we're doing acid, which is a blast.
Yeah.
Acid is a blast. And it's worse things, you know? I think acid would be safer. I think eating a piece of acid or two and watching The Wizard of Oz to Pink Floyd's The Wall is a lot safer than going to a bar and getting trashed, in my opinion.
In your opinion? Right? Yeah.
But you know, that's the things that we did for years, and then it was fine. In my eyes, it was fine, but it was just causing, it was bringing me onto the road that was going to be a no return for a little while. So, high school, then my father was still sick. My mother's carrying the load.
Okay, I was going to say, what's your mom doing?
My father was in and out of the hospital.
She's got a lot going on.
Came back out of the hospital. He came back for about a year or so, solid. But then this got worse. got to the point where like he wanted to be a certain age, but he wasn't. He was still a young man. He's my age. He was my age now. I'm 43. That's what he was. 44, 45, maybe. I don't fucking know what it was.
But that's young. Hell yeah.
He had things to live for. I mean, he wasn't happy with certain parts of his life, but he needed to make a change. And if he wasn't happy in the family, whatever, right? But he stayed sick. He wasn't well for the rest of my high school career. My mother was working like a dog, you know, and taking care of him and whatever's going on with that. But then, you know, I managed to graduate high school. Man, they pushed me through. I failed my senior year. I didn't care about anything. As a matter of fact, I got a 90 something on my history test, and she told me if I got a 90 or higher, she passed me for the year. So I studied. She thought I cheated.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I didn't cheat.
No,
studied. I sat in the front of the room. I studied.
Yeah,
I read 3 chapters. I was
so
like,
you could do it.
Yeah,
you,
I was lazy, man. I didn't want to be there. Yeah. I was bored.
That's so it. I feel like a lot of kids.
So when I'm bored, I wanted to cause. I just wanted to cause trouble. So. When there's a lot of kids that come into the MMA gym that are troubled, their parents bring them in because they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Either they're getting bullied or they are the bully. When they are the bully, I ask them, like, why are you causing trouble? Why are you bored? A lot of the answers, yes. So they're acting out in that way because they're bored. So now we know why they're doing it. Now we can correct it. You can't correct something. You can't correct a behavior if you don't know why you're doing it.
Yeah. 100%.
Am I right? Does that make sense?
100% makes sense. Yeah.
So, you know, so like I managed to graduate. As soon as I graduated school, my mother told me she was divorcing my father. I saw it. I saw it coming.
Yeah.
And I wanted to quit school my senior year. I didn't want to go back to school my senior year. Oh, shit. Left out a pretty big event.
Okay.
I got caught with pot in my car by the drug dogs.
What?
School. Yeah, they did a... There was some local bullshit going on in the area with pot, with drugs.
Yeah.
And they thought me and my circle of friends... Or my circle of friends and myself, they all thought we were like these big time drug dealers. I mean, the only thing I ever sold before was maybe a joint to one of my buddies for $5. Does that make me a drug dealer by definition? Sure. Okay.
That's some kingpin though. Yeah.
We have a liquor store in Main Street that sells poison to people every single day, but that's fine.
Right.
Truck drivers could drink that, but can't smoke a joint in this country. Fucking backwards. Hopefully someone fixes that. My friend called me up that morning. And he's like, hey, you want to get stoned before school? Sure. Ask him. I'm going to anyway. I'm going to pick you up for it.
Yeah.
I pick him up. We get stoned before school. Sitting in homeroom. There's an announcement. Everyone stay in the homeroom. Dunmore police dogs are coming to do a search of the cars. I tried to get out to my car, but no. But now I am not the only one that smokes pot at my school. Believe it or not. In this world. Believe it or not. So there had to be at least 30 other people with pot in the car or whatever. They only got me. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But... You know, I came to the conclusion that the person that caught me that morning set me up. And that was it. They caught me with a bowl and like a half a gram of marijuana. I was 17, right? So they're hammering me and they're hammering at me in the school. I'm like, listen, stop. Let me call my mother. But they wouldn't let me.
Really?
So that was, it was
this
all
is
over.
Wild.
It was over right there. The DEA, all them were, it was over right there. I was like, so whatever they said after that, I ended up, you know, not really getting in trouble, but, there was subpoenas and stuff like that for all of our friends to go in front of a grand jury.
Holy shit.
All minors. I'm like 18. I remember the morning of the grand jury, a bunch of us go there together and there's no grand jury, but I didn't bring a lawyer with me. My other friends brought lawyers with them and they were out. They literally turned around and came out. Like, what are we doing? They just wanted to question us, but they didn't have nothing to write to us. So I just did whatever and I got out of there. But it was like, they were out to get us. I mean, they weren't wrong. We were all smoking pot, but we weren't the dealers, though. They were wrong on it.
Yeah.
And it kind of followed us into our early 20s, like other people getting involved with stuff. Because I didn't stop doing that. I didn't stop living that lifestyle.
You didn't?
If anything, I got more. Oh yeah, we stopped smoking pot for 3 weeks. We drove around with pitchers of beer, with cases of beer in the car.
Nice.
Yeah,
wow.
Man, we get rid of the pot.
Yeah.
Bring the beer in the car.
Right.
Yeah. But it was smart, right?
That didn't scare you enough to be like, I'm done with this. Like,
no,
not scared you, but like shocked you enough to be like, shit, I'm done.
My parents didn't really care. They did. Remember, my father was home from the. I was probably 15. I was 16 or 17 when that happened. My father was like, "Are you doing it because of me?" No, I'm doing it because it's fucking fun. I only did. It gets worse. I only did the drugs because I wanted to. It was never because of the life. I was strong enough to handle, thinking about it now, I'm in my 40s. I was strong enough to handle what it was going through at my house. My brother maybe took it a little bit differently because we've been talking about it more. Me and my brother are trying to get our connection back together because we kind of drifted apart because of our parents getting divorced. And he's a little bit older than me. We kind of went through some of the same struggles in life, but we also, it's always that just a little bit, there's a little bit of like, we don't talk for months at sometimes, but we live in the same town. Like, but then we talk and it's like, we never stop talking, but we're working on, it's funny because we're planning to maybe get our own space together. I get my studio and he wants a space. He does the baseball cards, grading. He's killing it. He teaches classes. That's stuff huge for right now. He loves it. Yeah. So he needs his own space. So we talked about that, but that was a month ago. I haven't talked to him for 3 weeks. So there's always seems like to be like that thing, but we're working on that connection. So maybe that affected me in a way, but
maybe.
I was always strong enough to handle what was going on with my parents. I would listen to my father and my mother talk when I was a little bit older.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I favor my mother more. Now, there's never violence or anything like that, but words get to you too sometimes.
Yeah.
From both. Sides. When they're both arguing, it doesn't matter. I'm not singling any one of them out. Yeah. They both had their issues, but my mother made a decision that she couldn't be with them anymore. And I moved with her. My brother stayed in our childhood home, and he still owns the house to this day. So it just made me, I didn't care about it. I was embarrassed to go back to school. I was trying, that's why I wanted to quit school my senior year or go to a different school. But my mother's like, Brian, she goes, listen, if you want to go to Bishop Hannon with your other friends, so a lot of my friends went to another school. Jerry McNamara from the area, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
He won the championship with Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, so he
was
right.
A senior when I was a senior.
Whoa.
04 Bishop Hannon.
Okay.
So I used to go with my friends, a lot of my friends went to Bishop Hannon because it was the Catholic school in the area.
Yeah.
So they went, I used to go watch their basketball games every year because it was just exciting to watch.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to go there my senior year. Let's get away from 04s, but that was going to cost however much money. My mother's already stretching it. My father's not working. Only reason I didn't quit school is because my mother was getting money from unemployment for my father being sick, for disability.
Oh, okay, okay.
For me being sick.
Yeah.
For him being sick, and me being in school still.
Yeah.
Only reason I didn't quit was for my family, you know?
Yeah.
And so I graduated school, and you know, I had that on, that thing happened in the past. So it's already like, whatever. The cops already had an eye on me and my buddies. But I grew out of that, and then there was never really any more trouble after that. A few other things happened here or there, but nothing with the law. Just bullshit with other people in the same circle. But at the meantime, I was still smoking pot. I started developing. I went to college when I graduated school. All I did was work and party, work, drink. I always worked. I worked like a paper boy back when I was in sixth grade. I always had a job. I always had money in my pocket, no matter how old I was.
Yeah.
I didn't work during certain sports like football and stuff like that. But my parents always knew I always worked, so they would always give me the benefit of the doubt when I wasn't working. But I always wanted to work, so I was always working in the restaurant business for a long time. I worked at, shout out to the history of fucking Marvelous Mugs in Music, PA. No longer there. It was the first restaurant up at that Montage Mountain, right next to Channel 16. You know what Channel 16 is?
Okay. No.
By Montage Ski Mountain?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
So Montage Ski Mountain, but Channel 16 has always been there.
Okay.
Either you take the back entrance to the mountain or you take off the highway.
Yeah.
Off the highway is Channel 16.
Okay.
Helicopter pad.
Yeah.
Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
So right in the back there, they built the restaurant. I think it's called Malzoni's now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's still open. But Frank Hubbard from Hub Management built Marvelous Mugs in like the early or late 90s, right? Beautiful building, beautiful place, great food, right? They were super busy. My mother worked there for a long time too. She was one of the original crew. I got a job there when I was 15 as a busboy. They changed the work laws to 16.
Okay.
Or whatever. Fucking, you can't work anymore. You're 15. I'm like, what the hell out of here?
Yeah,
I'm
like,
sit home and play, sit home and do drugs.
That's what you're telling me to do? Yeah, you think you'd rather have the kids working, you know, have the young people working.
So I went back when I was 16. I didn't leave until I was like 26. But I worked there for a really long time and, I really lost my train of thought. What brought me into working?
Where were we going?
I graduated school. I always worked. Worked and party.
Right.
Wasn't a big drinker at the time, but worked and party, sat home a lot, hung out, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Had a couple girlfriends, had relationships, all that kind of stuff. But then I was dating somebody, and her parents thought I was a fucking loser for whatever reason. All I was doing was working and being irresponsible. So I said, fuck them. I'll prove them wrong. I'll go to college. I literally enrolled into Lackawanna College just to spite them.
Just to prove them wrong?
They made her choose. She just graduated high school. She was 18 when we were going out.
Okay.
I was 21.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe that I wasn't a big drinker because I was 21. But yet, her brother judged me because I smoked pot. But him and my other friends that I worked with, that we worked together, right? They would get drunk every night and be late for work all the time because it was legal. But you're driving around drunk. You're getting drunk every single night. I'm smoking a joint with my buddies, and you're judging me.
Yeah,
that cost us our relationship. Mm. I say we were in love.
Yeah.
18 and 21-year-old, holy shit, man. That's a fire burning right there.
Right, right.
They made her choose between me. As soon as I graduated high school, they made her choose between me or college. What's she going to pick? She's brainwashed to begin with.
Yeah.
They used to hold her on a leash. They used to not let her go out during the week or the weekends. Give us 3 hours together on a weekend. Like we're children.
What?
Because her brother
was
a piece of shit and judged me because I smoked pot.
But he's getting drunk off of that.
Getting drunk every night.
Jesus. That's wild.
Never gave me a chance. He worked with me.
Yeah.
As soon as I started dating his sister, I was the most evil person in the world. I wasn't a bad guy. I just was working, hanging out. I'm 21 years old. I'm figuring out what's wrong with my life. I was a good person. Mm-hmm. I've always been, you know?
Yeah.
And people like that, man, they can't stand it.
Yeah.
Can't imagine living that way.
Oh, no.
Imagine waking up, going to bed that way. People are miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I'm working, hanging out. We're drinking, right? But I'm trying every year, every couple months, I'm trying a new drug.
Really?
Okay. Trying a new drug. Going deeper down the rabbit hole. All right. Ecstasy on my 21st birthday. It was awesome. Talk about, I'm not playing it up. I don't recommend it anymore because this is also 20 some years ago.
Yeah.
You know, as sick as it is to say, drugs were safer 20 years ago. There wasn't fentanyl laced with ecstasy and fentanyl.
You don't know what's in it.
It wasn't fentanyl and Xanax. It wasn't fentanyl and pot.
Yeah.
It's insane. It was. They were fun recreational street drugs.
Yeah, isn't that crazy to say? That is wild to
say. People asked me, you know, what's ecstasy like? Or they call it something else now. I'm like, honestly, I go, the only way I can explain it to somebody is that, you know, God or whoever you believe in is sitting on your shoulder and whispering into your ear, you're having a good time. That's it. Every worry in the world melts away when you're on that drug. But that catches up to you too. You feel like shit the next day. Your brain's fried the next day. And I used to party on Friday nights and work on Saturday and Sunday. So I was my friends would party all weekend. Mm-hmm. But I was a waiter. I was a bartender now. That was my money days.
Okay. Yeah.
And I worked in restaurants my whole life. For 20 some years. Worked at Mother's Mugs for a decade, you know, and getting into that, you know, and I'm bartending and you're serving and you're living that life. You're out of work at midnight.
Yeah.
And you're all wound up. And, you know, I wanted to go drink. I wanted to go do this. I wanted to do that. But then that was, in a way, like it was controlled chaos. But then the real chaos began, man. The real chaos began, man. I started taking pills. Xanax and Vicodins. It was everywhere. So I went to Lackawanna College. I graduated there with a business degree, with an associate's degree. Recreationally, I was dating a girl regularly for a little while, so life was calm. I was a cigarette smoker too. I was a cigarette smoker too for a long time. I was still smoking pot, but I would never do them around that girl, which was fine. It didn't bother me. So I was kind of calm for a while, and then I graduated Lackawanna. Didn't know what I wanted to do. I almost took a job with this pizza place called Old Forge Pizza Express in Clark Summit, PA. It was going to be a new venture for these guys. Now, I'm from Old Forge.
Okay.
Yeah. And these guys were going to try to perfect Old Forge pizza, par baked. So we don't know what par baked means?
No.
So say you got a pizza from your favorite spot.
Okay.
Hey, I want a pizza, but it's for tonight. Could you par bake it for me? They'll bake it halfway for you.
Oh, okay.
They'll bake the dough, bring it back out, put some cheese on there, bake it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll give it to you par baked. Okay, finish it off 10 minutes in the oven.
Learn something new. I didn't know that.
So par baked, big thing for Old Forge pizza.
Okay.
Big thing for Old Forge pizza. So they wanted to commercialize that. I almost, they offered me a management job with them, but it wasn't really a management job.
Okay.
It wasn't worth me leaving my server job at Marvelous Mugs for it, even though it would have been an opportunity. However, I didn't like the pizza.
Oh, you got to believe in it. You got to believe in the product. You gotta like it.
When I ate the pizza, I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Just like, I don't post bad reviews. We'll get to the food page later on, but I don't post bad reviews on Dimitri's Food Fight. Because I don't like it, doesn't mean you won't like it. Right?
Yeah.
I can't stand root beer.
That's a great point.
You might love root beer. You love root beer. You offered me your root beer. I almost left.
Right. Yes, you almost did. Mug root beer is my favorite. A&W's next. Yeah. And then there's that Birch. Yeah.
I had a gentleman on my show. His name is Josh Balls.
Okay.
He used to be in a band called Motionless in White. Yeah. Big like punk rock band, like stuff that we probably don't listen to. She likes that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But he owns a root beer company called Parlor Root Beer.
Oh, okay. I've heard a little bit about this.
I wish I knew you like root beer. I have a couple in my place.
Oh, I should have texted you when I saw the form. Yeah, when I do. I'd love to try that.
When you come up to Kingston,
yeah.
I'll put them in the refrigerator for you, and you can drink them outside.
That would be great.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Oh, I'd love to try that.
Yeah. But so that'd be like me doing that, but it was just something I do. So where was I? So I turned the job down, and the same day I got accepted this letter to Penn State.
Okay.
For my bachelor's degree. So I decided that I was going to hold off. I'm moving out. I was still living with my mother, probably by 23. I decided to live with my mother still while I went to Lackawanna. I couldn't do both. I couldn't work the way I wanted to work then. Plus, I'm Italian. Stay with my mom for a little while. I hold hope stares at myself. You know what I mean? Yeah. It is what it is, man. Did it cost me some girls? Sure. Where do you live? My mother still. You want to come back to my place? The ones that would have come back fucking cracked me up, man.
Yeah.
Because they're still living home.
Yeah. Right.
That's whatever, though.
Yeah. That's a flex, though, in my opinion.
It was more living the older ones.
Stay home as long as you can for the listeners, man, because, like, save some money.
Especially now.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a flex now. Like,
holy fucking shit.
Save money, you know?
I rented instead of buying
for
right now. You know what I mean?
So I don't blame you 100%.
So, I went to Penn State. I was going to go get my bachelor's in business, and everything was going fine. I ended up quitting Marvelous Mugs 2008, 2007. Me and my boss had a fight. We used to hang out outside of work, so we had that too much of a relationship. And we got – I went in the office hot the one day. Like, listen, because I remember the one bartender got fired for stealing or some bullshit. Right? So I'm bartending every fucking day of my life here. I'm 7 days a week. I'm making money over fist, but I don't care. I need a day off, right? So I go in the office the one day and, like – things had settled down at this point. We trained some other bartenders, but they weren't really working out. I was still working Friday and Saturday nights, Sunday nights. I wanted the Saturday night off. I remember I went in the office. I went in the office hot. I'm like, Tim, done with this, bro. I need Saturday nights off or I'm done.
Yeah.
You're not going to come in here and threaten. He's right. But then he's yelling at me.
Yelling at him?
He's yelling at him. And I ended up quitting. Oh, I actually ended up quitting my other. I'll tell a quick story.
Yeah, go for it. Right. I'm all for it.
So I was bartending, and I remember I was hot because there was two bartenders on for the daytime. I only need one. And I was the veteran bartender. And the other manager let her bartend that day.
Yeah.
I had to serve. And the bar was packed. I'm just watching her making money. But I wasn't miserable. I wasn't the best person. I wasn't who I am now back then. I had a different attitude.
Did you?
I had the attitude. I was in my early 30s. I had the attitude where, like, I'm the most veteran person at this restaurant. I should get everything I want.
Mm.
But not in a dick way. I didn't flex that. You're saying flex before. I wasn't flexing. I was a good employee. I was a good supervisor. But there were some times where I felt that should have been me and not them. That's right. I don't see life that way anymore. I don't see life that way anymore. I learned from that.
Yeah.
But there were things that I had in my mind wrong about. And just because she bartended that day, usually the bar's dead on Saturday morning. So it was probably better being a server, but this happened flip-flop that day. And I got pissed off about it. I'm actually really kind of realizing it, like talking about it this way now. I got pissed off about it. But if it was the other way around, I would have laughed about it and probably busted balls about it. But then the night I bartended, and then I remember I was exhausted. I worked 12 hours. I was already hot all day long from it. You know what I mean? And then I needed the other manager to close out two coupons for me. And I'm asking him. I finally get fed up. I go, Eric. I go, do you want to close those two coupons out for me? Or do you want to go for another fucking cigarette break?
Nice.
He goes, you know what, Brian? That sounds great. I'm going to go for another cigarette break. I go, oh, yeah, Eric. Go fuck yourself. I fucking cursed him out the whole time out to the bar. And I remember getting in the car. I remember getting into the car and just innocently start crying. I'm like, what did I just fucking do? What did I just do? I love work. I've been there for so long. I do so well there. And, you know, the owners like me and they gave me so many chances with this place. What did I just do? And I went home and I settled on it that I'm like, I can never work for him again. You know, I could probably go apologize. And I said a lot. And he said a lot. And I just think it's time to be done. And I remember I talked to Tim the next day. He's like, I think you made a mistake and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think I did. He's like, you know, we'll still hang out. We'll still be friends. But I think you made a mistake. I go, I don't think I did. I think it's time just to separate it. And I remember I was getting ready to take a couple college classes in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up taking this one class, kept the money that I was going to pay for that class. to get another job. Long story short, the casino was opening up. Mohegan Sun was opening
up.
And they were putting a new restaurant in there. And I got a job there. And Roots Chris, I got a job there. But they weren't opening for a few months. So I spent the summer hanging out, partying. And, you know, it's just the harder core drugs. Like I used to do, you know, just do cocaine every once in a while. But if it wasn't such a great drug, I would have did it a lot. But it was the come down off. It was awful. But the weekends I would do it for 24, 48 hours of doing that every once in a while. Absolutely fucking insane. I don't recommend it to anybody. I don't recommend it to anybody. But it was harder. But it was always an underlining addiction. My Xanax was an underlining addiction. Take it every day. Smoking pot and then drinking, right? Mm-hmm. But now the painkillers are starting to come into my life. So I got this new job, and there was more drugs than there was food at the time. The restaurant business is filled with it. Yeah. No matter where you go, it doesn't matter where you are. There's the restaurant culture.
Okay,
There's the day shift culture, and there's the nighttime culture. The daytime culture is the same as working any other day job. The older folks work the daytime jobs, younger kids maybe. It's calmer. There's no partying, right? But nighttime, you're working until 1, 2 in the morning some nights. Yeah. You're all wound up, and there's young people everywhere. And what goes on with young people at 2 in the morning? House parties. Rotations of house parties. It's from my experience. I worked at about 4 restaurants in my life. And that lifestyle was with every single one of them. The amount of people who will be on drugs while you're working, the ones looking for drugs while you're working, or the ones looking to get away from the people that are on drugs that are working. It's just an unbelievable combination. It's not just, the managers are like, the managers are right involved with the same thing. They're partying.
Wow.
Not all of them. Not all. Of course,
everybody.
I'm not speaking about anybody specific.
Right.
Just in general, from my own history, for 20-some years in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And still being around it now, but not directly. That's just how it is. That's the scene. The party, party, party. It's probably even worse now with the social medias and everything like that, man.
Right, right.
I can't even believe it. So I got caught up in that. Partying, drinking, hooking up, all kind of crazy shit, man. Doing new drugs, old drugs, working 3 days in a row without ever sleeping. So then I started working at the casino. Worked at the Rich Chris for a little while. I left them. I graduated college. But as I got in my senior year of college, I was hardcore into Vicodins and other kind of stuff. The only reason I wasn't doing OxyContins is because years before that I had a bad experience with one.
Okay.
I got sick off it for 3 days. You ever eat something? You ever eat food?
Yeah.
And you get sick from the food?
Oh, it's awful. You don't want it.
I didn't eat barbecue ribs or barbecue sauce for over a decade.
I believe it.
Because I got mono from eating it.
Oh, yeah.
I get mono from eating that? I threw that up. That was the last food I ate. I didn't eat that.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't eaten. I don't really go to KFC anymore because I got sick of KFC a long time ago.
Oh, no. KFC.
I'll eat their chicken. It's really good, their chicken.
Yeah.
But I won't eat. You give me their coleslaw. Throw it out.
Look at it. Well, for me, it was Fireball. Back when I was a little younger.
You don't even got to explain it.
You eat
Big Red?
You know what? I do. I'll chew the gum, but I can't
nasty.
Do.
Big Red's
nasty. I can't. I disagree, but that's all right.
That's fair.
I can't do Fireball, though. Like, if you were like, Sully, here, I'm buying you 2 Fireball shots. It's on me. You don't got to pay nothing. It would take everything for me to try to drink those down just because I got sick off it.
I believe it.
One too many times.
I totally believe it. So, you know, I was eating at, you know, at this point, this fucking point.
What were you doing at the casino real quick? Let's get, like, you a dealer?
Oh, no. So I didn't become a dealer yet. I'm working at one of the restaurants in there right now.
Oh, the Ruth Chris.
Circle back to being a dealer. Yeah, I'll get to that. Okay. I wasn't a dealer too long, but we're going to circle back. Yeah. Now, this is the 4 or 5 years of absolute fucking chaos where my life took a really turn.
Stay tuned for part 2 next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.